Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Talks on Capitol Hill to reach a new coronavirus relief bill remain stalled. So on Saturday, President Trump issued 4 executive actions aimed at providing some economic relief. As NPR's Rachel Treisman reports, Democratic lawmakers are unhappy with his stopgap measures.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer slammed the president's actions, saying they fall short of what's needed for the economy. Pelosi also called them absurdly unconstitutional. Both urged Republicans to return to the table and hammer out a compromise. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro defended the president's orders and their legality in a Sunday appearance on NBC's Meet the Press. He also said there will be no need for the president to act if Congress can come up with a solution.
The Lord and the Founding Fathers created executive orders because of partisan bickering and divided government.
After weeks of negotiations, Republicans and Democrats remain trillions of dollars apart on a potential stimulus bill. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.
5 million people have been infected with the coronavirus in the U.S. Now there is a rise in reports about people having symptoms weeks and even months after their infections have cleared. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
Lingering symptoms include fatigue, shortness of breath, headaches, confusion, and mental fogginess, among others. This isn't typical, say doctors, but it's worrisome. Like so much about the disease, it's just not known why some patients are likely to have prolonged symptoms. It seems to echo the severity of the disease itself. The sicker patients are, the more complications they suffer, the more difficult their recovery. For those in hospital intensive care, recovery can take months. Others can feel back to normal in just a few weeks. Doctors say large studies are needed to figure out why some people are susceptible in order to treat and even prevent the problem. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is visiting Taiwan to discuss management of the pandemic. His trip has angered China, which considers Taiwan a renegade province. A media mogul in Hong Kong and a fierce critic of China's ruling Communist Party has been arrested and accused of colluding with foreign powers. NPR's Emily Fang reports Jimmy Lai is the most prominent person arrested so far under a sweeping new national security law imposed by China.
Lai runs Next Digital and its affiliated newspaper Apple Daily, a staunchly pro-democratic publication. A close aide said Lai and his two sons, who are not employed with Next Digital, were being investigated. Lai had written in previous months predicting his own arrest under the national security law, which Beijing imposed on Hong Kong in late June.
NPR's Emily Fang reporting. China says it will sanction 11 Americans in retaliation for U.S. sanctions imposed last week over Hong Kong. The Chinese sanctions include Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, whom China had already sanctioned. You're listening to NPR News. International donors have pledged nearly $300 million to help rebuild Beirut after a huge explosion last week. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the money was raised in a video conference hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron.
Macron hosted the conference with other world leaders, including President Trump, from his vacation retreat on the French Riviera. There's been a global outpouring of sympathy and grief for Lebanon after a blast ripped through Beirut's main port on Tuesday, killing 158 people, injuring more than 6,000, and destroying a swath of the city. Macron was the first world leader to visit the destruction. Over the weekend, protesters stormed government ministries in Beirut and trashed the offices of the Association of Lebanese banks. The so-called Switzerland of the Middle East was already in crisis over decades of mismanagement and what the protesters believe is negligence by a corrupt political elite and the COVID crisis. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Election officials in Puerto Rico suspended primary election voting on Sunday in some precincts for the U.S. territory's governor's race. Some polling stations received no ballots, even though people stood in line for hours to vote. Affected precincts will reopen next Sunday. Police in Portland, Oregon declared a riot on Sunday night. Some protesters set a fire inside a police union building and ignited dumpster fires. Some protesters had set fire inside the same union building on Saturday night. Portland police also declared a riot at that time. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.